Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with volunteers and the staff of Rebuilding Together of Delaware County.
To me, Rebuilding Together is a group of volunteer people who are willing to help improve the lives of other people through improving their homes.
I am Janet Burkhart, and I'm a volunteer with Rebuilding Together.
My name is Paul Arrington. I'm a volunteer and the board member. Well, after retirement from Ball State, another retiree from Ball State, Hal Repke, suggested that I help Rebuilding Together with their projects, and it sounded like the things I'd like to do, so I volunteered, and I have been volunteering since retirement about 8-9 years ago.
I became involved with what at that time was Delaware County Volunteer Home Maintenance, which was started by two foresighted men in our community. One of them was in my church, and he would stand up at church and say, "Today I'm thanking so-and-so. We helped such and such a person to be able to now have running water in their home," or whatever the problem was. When I took early retirement, he said, "We need more women being involved in our organization. Would you come help?"
If you can carry a piece of wood, you are a volunteer. We have all kinds of skill levels. I've learned a lot. I always learn something on any job I am working on. If you like operating tools, we have people that are afraid of power tools, so they will carry lumber. Some people will overcome their fears of using tools, and I think they're kind of amazed when they can say, "Well, geez, I put that together."
And Rebuilding also needs people like myself who are just willing to go there and have somebody say, "Would you hold this or do this, or can you go and get this tool?" One of the things I really enjoy doing is, say, working with Paul, because I can kind of sense by now what he's wanting to do and where he's going to be, and I know to put this in here so he can screw that there.
Well, we usually start at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's usually not for our benefit, but for the people who live there. They have to get the kids off to school or something like that, so we don't want to get in their way. So we usually start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we go until around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Depending on what the job is, when we finish it, it may quit sooner, or we may take 2 days to do it. Well, it's kind of always very nice when you finish a project, for example, a wheelchair ramp, to see the homeowner come down the ramp on their wheelchair the first time.
I've learned a lot being a homeowner myself. I can apply what I've learned from many people who work with Rebuilding Together. The other part of it is seeing people be able to use their homes again, or to be able to get in and out of a home because they have a ramp that they can use, or not be dealing with water in their house because they've got a leak in the roof or perhaps in an appliance. It is very rewarding when people say, "Oh, thank you, I don't know what I would have done."
You'll hear more about Rebuilding Together of Delaware County all this month on Community Connection. For information about how you can connect with Rebuilding Together of Delaware County, go online to www.rebuildingtogethermuncie.org or call 765-744-9203. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.